Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the 76ers topped the Jazz in overtime, 131-123, in a matchup of the league's Eastern and Western Conference leaders. The Nets handed the Rockets their 13th straight loss, 132-114. The Pistons ripped the Raptors, 129-105. And the Kings beat the shorthanded Lakers, missing LeBron James and Anthony Davis, 123-120. In men's college basketball yesterday, Syracuse bested Clemson 64-54, and UConn rolled over Seton Hall 69-58. In women's college basketball, number 13 Boston College defeated number 12 Pittsburgh in the first round of the ACC tournament 67-56. They'll take on number 6 Syracuse today. Siena College has canceled its women's basketball series versus Niagara this weekend following a positive COVID-19 test among Siena's Tier 1 personnel. That said, the school still plans to partake in next week's MAC tournament, although Siena's women's team has only played 11 games this season under the NCAA's 13-game postseason threshold. They've applied for a waiver to maintain eligibility. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs crushed the Oilers 6-1, and the Capitals edged the Bruins in a shootout 2-1. In MLB news, Yankees manager Aaron Boone is taking a leave of absence to get a pacemaker and intends to return to work in a few days. And in other news, former NFL player Kellen Winslow II has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for multiple rapes and other sexual offenses against 5 women in Southern California, including one who was homeless when he attacked her in 2018. At a video conference yesterday, Winslow's attorney said the former tight end suffered head trauma while playing football for the Browns, Buccaneers, Patriots, and Jets in an attempt to explain why he, quote, went off the rails, end quote. I'm Jesse King.